Welcome back to YouTube with the boys. Today on this week, we're gonna have a bit of a different episode and have an overall general nod to nostalgic Fortnite YouTube.
This video is the highest kill game by a single player ever recorded in Fortnite history.
Today we're doing the Random Icon Series Challenge.
Welcome to Fortnite, which I have played
a few days ago. We did what I said was the biggest Fortnite challenge I have ever attempted.
We got Nikkei30's first win ever on Fortnite Battle Royale, so
Fortnite YouTube was something that kind of just went above its time. It was the only YouTube there was to watch. If you weren't watching Fortnite YouTube back in the day, you weren't living. I wanted to make this episode because I felt like, I don't know, a bit of a nod to it. That's just, I think that was almost like the first time where I really went from like maybe watching YouTube now and then, maybe like you know, once every few days to like watching it every day. Like that, I really kind of came into my YouTube addiction through Fortnite. Now, currently, I'm going to be honest, I'm not that much of a Fortnite guy. I haven't played the game in like a year and a half, 2 years, and I just haven't watched much of the videos. I watched some to, you know, maybe get a touch on Fortnite nowadays and also some nostalgic ones. I figured let's get into it. So, Fortnite in itself was a craze unlike any other. It grew almost like a wave. Because I actually remember the year that Fortnite kind of got big, which I don't know what that is at this point.
Around 2017 to 2018.
But the year it got big, when, you know, you had like the Skull Trooper and all of that, the OG days. I remember that one fall, someone was like, hey, you wanna play Fortnite with me? The fall of the year that it was popular. I was like, I don't know what that is, but like, sure, man. And I played like two games, maybe even one, but then I didn't like it very much, and I quit. And then all of a sudden, while I quit, you have these people growing, this massive player fan base just amassing in this, like, this massive player fan base amassing. But it's going in this big wave, just growing and growing. More people are playing, telling their friends. More people are making YouTube videos about it. Until winter, it just kind of explodes. You have, you know, the snowflake umbrella you want to get. The season, like, I think it was, like, 2 or 3 was in full swing. I remember it was the one with, like, the astronauts. And it was just crazy. And this is when YouTube started to explode. Because, I mean, you had every single person playing this game. No matter how old you were, no matter what your normal taste in games was, no matter how good you were at the game, you would play Fortnite. Like, I remember I would walk into school, and you would just hear Fortnite over here, Fortnite over here. Oh, we got a dub last night. It would be all over people's Snapchats and Instagrams. Like, oh, victory royale with the boys. Like, that was the time. It was so Fortnite. That's how I can describe that era. People are buying the battle pass, leveling it up. John Wick was there. You know, you wanted to see, oh, Tilted Towers. Wow, this is so crazy. We've never seen like this before. All these events, new guns. It was such a fun time. And the YouTube was at a level I had, like, unlike ever seen. So, like I said, Fortnite was a wave. So at the beginning of the wave, I was very hesitant to this Fortnite YouTube. I was like, I'm not sure. I was a big Muzelk fan, and then he was switching over from Overwatch to Fortnite. I'm like, wait, what? Like, where's my Overwatch guy? Like, what's happening to him? So I was a little hesitant at first, but then I got caught up in the wave. I was washed in, and I really considered, you know, I was like, And then all of a sudden, after I played a few more times, I was just hooked on the game, but not only the game, the YouTube. I would watch pretty much, I love the Australians, so I'd watch a lot of like Lachlan, Muzelk, Laserbeam all play Fortnite and all of that. You know, you would have to watch some ninja videos sometimes because, you know, he had some really good plays. But you just watch it. And it, Fortnite, I think, had created some, I don't know, just some of those memorable video patterns and stuff. For one, just the overall categories, it's very high energy. Everybody's always like screaming at you, you know, let's go, let's do this, crazy plays, oh, he's on me, you know, that's what it was, and that's why I feel like it was like super great. And then you had all these challenges.
The random YouTuber skin challenge.
The one chest challenge. Anyway, today we're going to be doing the random pickaxe challenge.
All right, everybody, welcome to the random henchman boss challenge. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the rainbow random balloon challenge.
So, you know, any type of challenge that could be done, the creator would find it. It would start simple, like maybe like shotgun only challenge. And people are like, oh, man, that is so hard. How would you do that? And then it would be like, pistol only challenge. Oh, like, and you'd be like, man, there's no way he's gonna win. Like, he can't shoot people at all. And then maybe it would move to something like really hard, like no shields or no medicines or no bandages. I don't want to say medicines. And then it would advance and advance to like pickaxe only, no building. I can't use any weapons. Don't touch the ground. The floor is lava challenge. Stuff like that. And it would get to this point where I think these, you could tell the amount of time that went into these YouTubers' videos. They were just sinking hours and hours and hours of time to get this footage and on these challenges. And you could feel it coming across. And they were some of the most impressive videos that I feel like I had ever seen at the time, because I was so into this game and I was bad. I was not good at Fortnite by any means. But then you would see like these people do a challenge without touching the ground. And then I would just be completely amazed. And now this also kind of, I felt like, spurred another type of video. When a season came out, that was about the craziest thing on YouTube ever. Every, you know, Fortnite creator would be up at the crack of dawn, super early, and all of a sudden, you'd wake up, at least this is how it went for me. I'd wake up, you know, I'd get down there, you know, sit down at my counter, you know, pull myself a bowl of cereal before school, pull out the phone, and I see, you know, Muzilk, what's in the battle pass? Muzilk winning my first win in the new season. And it would be immediate. And it, like, it was so exciting because you were playing. So you, like, I remember like showing my friends and be like, oh my God, look what's in this battle pass. Look at this. Oh, they found this glitch here in the new season. Like, and then you send videos back and forth and all of that. And it was a time like any other. It was like, because when a season came out, I mean, usually it would be on like a random day. So maybe like a Thursday or something. Like a Thursday or I feel like a Wednesday. It was a random day. So I feel like most kids couldn't play it because they were at school, or, you know, if you were maybe more an adult, because everybody played it. So adults were at work and all of that. So then you have these creators who are making videos before you're up, almost kind of skipping the process of like you getting on. So then you can see what's happening in the new season in real time in like 10 minutes without having to actually play it. And it was so fun because news travel so fast. People had such cool clips and it was just everything was viral. And then you had kind of people move on from like skill challenges. And then we saw a new thing emerge, which was almost like pranks and hidden challenges. You would have people hiding in bushes, you know, people disguising themselves with like kind of skins, trying to like pretty much pay to win. I remember a Muzilk video where he covered there. Remember there was a giant dusty divot. I think it was like dusty divot. This is a tail end of when I played, and he like and his friends Baz, Fruity Cray, I think, covered the whole thing with wood, and it was so dumb, but it was so fun.
Gentlemen, I have gathered you here today for a very, very specific and very necessary task. Look, long story short, we're going to get a whole bunch of resources and try see if we can cover up the whole meteor hole.
Oh, oh yeah. What my God. Yeah.
Because they had such a pull, they would amass this army of players and only players to go and do it. You would things were like people rebuilding tilted towers, all this stuff like that. Everything was so unique and fresh, and it made it so fun to watch. And not even to mention, that's when Playground came out. And now you have this whole other genre of Fortnite content to watch. you could go home and see people make these like giant courses, and that's not like what, they didn't have a builder at that point. So I remember I'd watch streams sometimes, and you'd see these creators like trying as hard as they can to find balance pads naturally, and then building without any like cheats or anything, having to like go up and build these wooden structures and races for fun. And it was just so cool. So you had that old aspect, and you're like, wow, Playground's like sick. And you can mess around with your friends and try similar courses and get all these ideas. You're like, wow, like, man, Playground is sick. This is so cool. Like, oh my God, this makes YouTube so much better. And that's when they upped it. They upped the ante and released, is it called Creative? I'm not even sure. But, you know, the full mode. And that's when you got, probably may have been my favorite aspect about Fortnite, the death runs. Fortnite death runs were honestly hilarious to watch. I really love them. Because you would have these like maps that people would make, like Scissors Death Run, and you would watch all your creators either struggle and like rage over these intense maps and like,
come on, Jack! You right. Can do this!
Dude, that trap activates too fast!
Jack, the bottom traps actually have a different trigger point in case you didn't know.
You're not supposed to hit the trap?
Oh my God! What?
You know what? I'm gonna make Courage's death run.
And it's gonna be easier than, you know, winning in Fortnite. Not that you'd know what that is, but.
Just scream and shout out Scissors and like all of that and this. And or play these like complicated puzzles. But then the best part about that is you could see them like trying this map. You're like, I feel like I could do that. And then you could get on your own game and try it yourself. So it was a perfect combination that I don't think I've ever experienced before. I feel like a lot of other people may have had it with like probably like Modern Warfare 2, because that was a huge game, but that wasn't really my time. But it was this perfect combination of content and gaming, where you were playing with the same enthusiasm as the creators were making content, and you could kind of like use their ideas to like play in your own game. And it was, I don't know, an infatuation like any other. I would definitely always want to see what the newest Fortnite video was, and I would watch it. And then these people had to keep, you know, adapting and adapting, and things got bigger and bigger and bigger. And I just wanted to pay my respects to it. Because it was, I feel like, a time on YouTube that couldn't be ignored. Ninja, I mean, I talk about, you know, who has the most subs recently when I talked about Ludwig and then Rambu. Ninja at that time was on another level. Like, to describe the craze of Fortnite, it was very exciting when I talked about the last few episodes. If you haven't listened, you can go listen now. Ludwig and then Rambu were the most viewed, most subscribed to people on Twitch, and I think they are both at 100,000 when they're at the top. I mean, Lud is currently at 169,000, which is so many subs because of his subathon. And you're like, wow, that's amazing. Ninja, not doing a subathon or anything. April of 2018 was at 269,154 subs on Twitch. 100,000 more than Ludwig has now. And Ludwig is second on that list. Like, when you think about, that wasn't because of a subathon. There was no special event. That was just Ninja streaming Fortnite. That's how big the craze was. It was unlike anything I'd ever seen. You know, people would go over to each other's houses, you know, and then they would go on and take turns playing Fortnite to try to get a victory royale or something. Or they'd watch streamers together, watch YouTube videos together. It was just awesome. And I mean, you had some amazing people just take off. You had people's careers skyrocket, become super relevant. It was a time on YouTube where I think Fortnite would usually sponsor your first video for free too. You could kind of just build and go. it supported almost everyone. Now, if you didn't like the game, that kind of sucked, but then you could dominate the other communities because more and more creators were switching to Fortnite, so that left open spaces. It was a time on the platform that I think will definitely be constantly remembered. Now, I can go over some of my favorite creators at the time and maybe some new ones. I tried to watch a bit to, you know, kind of get in the zone of Fortnite now, understand if the content is still there. To be honest, in my opinion, I stopped watching Fortnite and playing Fortnite because people just got too good, to be honest. I was never really that good at the game. And I had a lot of fun, though. But then you had these people where you'd just be trying to play in the game, have a fun time. And they would build these mansions and skyscrapers if you shot at them once. And then when editing became the meta and they would just outbuild you and destroy you, it just wasn't fun.
No more Fortnite!
And the same thing happened with creators, I feel like. Obviously, there's going to be new seasons and stuff, but you can only watch someone react to a battle pass like 3 times. And then there are only so many, this colored skin equals, if it's a legendary skin, I can only use legendary weapons, you know, challenge. If it's a legendary pickaxe, I can only use legendary weapons challenge. If it's a legendary glider, like, and so on and so on and so on.
Like all the Lachlan challenges mentioned earlier.
There are only so many iterations you can watch till it becomes repetitive itself. So that I would say that's why I stopped watching it playing. I mean, I have nothing against the game. That was one of the most fun times I've ever had in gaming on YouTube. Probably ever. But it just became a little repetitive. There was nothing more in it for me as a viewer or player. So that's why I would say I stopped watching. Now, the people I did used to watch back in the day, I mentioned I watched the Australians, so Muzok, Laserbeam, Lachlan, Crater, Baskeza, Loserfruit. I mean, like I said, I watched Ninja a little. I feel like I watched a bit of Courage. I mostly stayed with my Australians, though. I would go to Muzok every day and see.
What's going on, guys?
I had to for the culture.
What videos he were producing. If I go to his channel now, like I said, he was an Overwatch creator, and I thought I was sad at first when he switched, but now he's full Fortnite and it blew up his channel. I started watching Fresh as it became more and more popular as he hung out with them, but it was something like no other. Ali A, also a classic. Myth. People who just knew how to take advantage at the time. Now, I went back and I looked at 2 channels to just kind of refresh on what Fortnite is nowadays, and that was Typical Gamer.
All right, bro, the bot again! I've been killed twice by bots! Why are you shooting me? Why'd you shoot that guy? What the heck? I can't believe it. How is it? Oh my gosh. Told myself I wouldn't get stressed this morning. I don't know what I'm doing here, but told myself I wouldn't get stressed this morning. Don't worry. 3rd time's a charm, they say. I understand. We gotta go through some adversity.
And Muzok. Because Muzok was my OG. And I mean, to be honest, it's the same content, man. I mean, Muzok, he still does a good job for people who still enjoy it. Very enthusiastic and loud. But I feel like almost I could see him being less enthusiastic about it overall. The content's still good. I love when he does death runs. Those are probably my favorite type of videos. But it's lacking that flair that used to. In Typical Gamer, that was my first time watching him. And I know he was pretty good. He fit into the Fortnite kind of stereotype. Very loud, energetic, you know, pushing it forward, looking for new stuff and all of that. And he was actually good at the game, too. I think the issue is now you can't just rely on humor in Fortnite, if that sounds dumb. You can't just rely on, like, cool content. You have to be, like, good. Not good because people people for people to watch you, but good just to make it through a round if you're trying to do something. Or should it beat a death run? It's almost like there is now a bar set for you to be able to make Fortnite content. And it seems like Musical has done that. Typical Gamer seems really good at it, but I don't know. I don't know what would make me come back to Fortnite. Maybe if they release like an OG version or something, where it was like all the same stuff for the beginning. But I don't know. I appreciate those creators to the core, like Musical, Typical Gamer. They are definitely working hard in making the content they need to. I would just hope to see more from the actual game to get me to watch back. It has happened to the point where it now feels like I can only watch so much. That's what it is. I think that's going to be it. I love Fortnite at the end of the day and all the creators who were involved with it. I think that I would finish it off by saying I appreciate it. It was something of its time. I'm not the biggest fan anymore, but I'm glad these creators are still putting their all into it. I would love to see Fortnite do something to change it, or another game to try to capture creators, because we've seen that creators can support a game so much. I think creators themselves have almost kept this game alive, especially with, and Fortnite repay them with creator codes and stuff like that. So if a game is able to release new content every week and stuff like that and support the creators that play the game, I think that's a key to success. Obviously, that's extremely hard. No one's been able to do it since. But I do think that's the key to success. Thank you for the episode this week. I don't know if you guys enjoyed me not being focused on a creator, but I hope you did. Thank you guys so much for the support. You continue to be great. I'm going to continue to try to make content that you appreciate. If you want me to do, you know, a recommendation for me to research into, search up. You could email me. I don't know, I blanked out there. At yt.with.the.boys.podcast@gmail.com. Thank you, guys. See you next time.